Today's scripture is Colossians chapter 3, verse 2.
골로새서 3장 2절 말씀 제가 봉독하겠습니다.
Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. Today's topic is what we should see.
사랑하는 성도 여러분,
Dear brothers and sisters, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, today, Canaan Mission, Young Adults Mission, Light and Salt Mission, and Students Sunday School are offering United Devotional Service. Since the establishment, I think this is the first time to offer United Devotional Service. Let's give all thanks and glory to God the Father who has blessed us to have this devotional service. I give thanks to all the devotees who have prepared for this devotional service with all your hearts, minds, and strength. Dear devotees, the title of today's message is What We Should See. As today's reading passage from Colossians 3:2 says, set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. What we should see is the things above. For the most part, people of the world seek the earthly things. They seek wealth, fame, and power on this earth, and they consider such things most valuable. So people of the world seek the earthly things, and they consider such things most valuable. But we who are saved are looking up to the glory of heaven, into which we will enter later. Also, we set our minds on the Father God and the Lord, who have prepared the heavenly kingdom and are waiting for us. For this reason, we live God-centered lives, thinking of the things that the Father wants and what pleases the Father. Especially at this end time, since the creation, about almost one-third of the whole population since the creation is living today at this end time. So the Father God is watching us. He is waiting for us. And He is very carefully watching all the things that are happening on this earth, because everything has to go by the providence of God. So that so many people can be saved. And especially because God wants a certain number to come into New Jerusalem. So we have to, to fill that number. So, we live God-centered lives, thinking of the things that the Father wants and what pleases the Father. As said in Psalm 62, verse 5, my soul wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from Him. God fulfills our hope when we look up to Him only. He fills our lives with great blessings on this earth and great honor in heaven. In this message, I will talk to you about the three aspects of what kinds of blessings we can receive when we set our mind only on God. Through the message, I hope you will not put your hope in the perishing things of the world, but only look up to God. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will overflowingly receive everything that God has in preparation for you. Dear devotees and other members, those who look up to God, first of all, receive blessings in body and spirit. They receive blessings in body and spirit. The unbelievers must be prepared for the future that is uncertain and unstable. Though they might have wealth and honor right now, nobody knows when such things will disappear. You don't know when power will go away. It goes away in an instant. Same with fame and wealth. If they have just a little bit of problem with their bodies, they worry if they might have cancer or if they caught an incurable disease. So they try to rely on something or somebody. They flatter powerful people to be friends with them. They invest in many things for their health. They have savings accounts and insurances. But no matter how much they try this way, nobody can guarantee their future. On the contrary, God's children set their minds on God alone, so God fulfills their needs. Those who believe in God and rely on Him alone, they don't have anything to worry about. Of course, I do worry about things. How I can accomplish the kingdom of God more greatly, how I can save more souls. But I don't have any personal worries, anything at an individual level. Honestly, you know, even if I do worry, it won't solve the problem. So the people of the world, they invest for their health as they have savings accounts and insurances. But no matter how much they try so much, nobody can guarantee their future. On the contrary, God's children set their minds on God alone, so God fulfills their needs. As Proverbs 10:22 says, "It is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and He adds no sorrow to it." It is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. So He can give us wealth. And He adds no sorrow to it. So the blessing given by God, there's no sorrow about it. There's no worries about it. No worries added to it. The blessing given in this world, you might have to worry about tomorrow. Maybe there will be fire. Maybe there will be robberies. Maybe you will get sick. Maybe you will face disasters. Even if you don't, maybe one of your family members, your wife or one of your children, what if they get a disease or they face natural disaster? They have to worry about all those things. But the blessing of God, God adds no sorrow to it. So you don't have to worry about anything. You worry because you lack faith. But if you have great enough faith, you don't have to worry about anything. Those men of Holy Spirit, they don't have to worry about anything. What is the use of worrying? They believe in God and look up to God alone, so they don't have to worry about anything. The wealth that is gained through human methods by relying on people can fall apart anytime. But the blessing given to those believers whose soul prospers is never shaken. No matter how much you store up on this earth, if God calls your spirit, it is done, it is the end. But men of God, even though they store up a lot on this earth, everything will be stored up in heavenly kingdom too, so they will not go away. Suppose you store up 10 things on this earth, and there will be some more interest, and there will be 100, 200 times more in heavenly kingdom. But unbelievers, no matter how much they store up on this earth, everything will go away. It is of no use once God calls their spirit. Of course, looking up to God alone does not mean we don't do the things that we are supposed to do on this earth. We have to be faithful in what we are supposed to do according to justice. But we can enjoy peace by relying on God and not on our own ability or other people. Dear devotees, those who set their minds on God alone always seek what God wants and try to fulfill it. If you love somebody, you will be interested in what the other person wants and his or her tastes. If that person does not like what you wear, you might even give up a particular style of clothes that you enjoy. And you will wear the kind of clothes the other person wants, if you love that person. Today, maybe in the past, Now, I don't watch any soap operas or anything, but when I was watching TV in the past, if you love that person, you will usually do that. But some people, they don't do what the other person wants. They still get angry or they leave home. If the other person doesn't want what they want, but if you really love that person, you will do what the other person wants. And but if only one side, it is one-sided, it is not really true love. Each one has to serve each other. Otherwise, you cannot be happy. So love on this earth, it is very difficult to find love that will create a true happiness. I interact with many church members. I counsel them. And I thought some families were living with so much happiness in spiritual love. But when I really talked to them, they're not really happy. There are some, you know, everybody has problems. I thought they were living in the truth. And maybe the wife is serving the husband all the time, but the husband is not. Or the husband is serving the wife, but the wife does not. And that is not really happiness. So you might even give up a particular style of clothes that you enjoy and wear what the other person wants. You might even come to like the kind of food that the other person likes, though you never liked it before. In case of men's mission members, the men's mission members, they put on white clothes to please God because they know God is pleased with the white clothes. So they wanted to please God by wearing white clothes. Mrs. Lee, president or director, she always wears white. She doesn't have to wear the white at every Daniel prayer meeting. But since the opening of the church until now, unchangingly, she always wears the white. Why? It is to please God. Because it's what God wants. Because God wants her to put on white clothes, to lead the Daniel prayer meeting, and to perform with the power of God. And for that reason, she is wearing the white, according to the will of God. You might even come to like the kind of food that the other person likes, though you never liked it before. In a spiritual sense, those who look up to their dear Father always think of the ways to please Him. Even though there might be some situations that cause discomfort or anger, they change their feelings into good thoughts and try to have peace, thinking that the Father would not like them to have such feelings. So if they think of the Father, even though they might have some discomfort or uncomfortable feelings, they change it right away into good feelings. And if they make it a habit, they don't even have to change it. Automatically, they come to have good feelings only. You have to have good emotions only all the time. If you keep on changing, you know, I have to think, oh, I have to change it, change it, change it, then when you change your heart? You know, while you are driving, if you think and act, of course, when you're a beginner, you have to drive after thinking. But if you drive for 5 or 10 years, you don't even have to think. You can just look at the side mirrors or rear mirror, and you put on the gas and the brake, and you don't have to think about it. You automatically respond, react. So even though there might be some situations that cause discomfort or anger, they change their feelings to good feelings and try to have peace, thinking that the Father would not like them to have such feelings. Furthermore, they pull out the nature of anger itself from their hearts. Thinking that the Father would be grieved, they try their best to cast away the adulterous mind, envy, and jealousy, and greed. They try to humble themselves rather than to be lifted up. The pastors in Israel, most of them, they follow my teaching. They try to follow my teaching. So they don't wear any black. Before, in the past, they were wearing some jumpers or any kind of... they were not wearing suits to the church, but they all wear the suit and they don't wear and they don't ride any black car. Many things changed. They changed many things according to the teaching that is done here in this church. Is it only in Israel? In many other countries, those who love me and our church, they are changing. So I hear such a good news. They sacrifice themselves and serve others and not seeking their own. As they try this way, they quickly cast off darkness and come forth into the light. It means their souls prosper. 3 John chapter 1 verse 2 says, Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. As said, for those who set their minds on God, they are in health and prosper in all things, even as their souls prosper. They do not get sick. They do not become poverty-stricken. They are blessed when they come in or go out, and they become the head and not the tail. Think about diseases. There is a development of science and medical science and medicines. There is so much improvement and development. And to that extent, diseases have to decrease. The sicknesses have to decrease. But the fact is that more and more cancer patients, more diseases, more illnesses, more pneumonia, more lung, TB, the number of patients is increasing. And there are more and more hospitals that have to be built. And we are running out of words in the hospital. In the hospital, there are so many people dying too. Why? It's because sin is prevailing. Probably. The doctors who don't understand. Why? Because with the development of science, medical science, there must be less and less diseases. But there are more and more, even with the some animal diseases, avian flu and swine flu, and so many other contagious diseases. And they don't know the reason why. Logically, if science develops, the number of diseases must decrease. But in spirit, we have the answer right away. Because sin is prevailing increasingly more. There are more and more diseases. Because diseases come because of sins, both for believers and unbelievers. And because they commit more and more sins, they have more and more diseases, especially with cancers. There are more and more cancer patients. And of course, they get surgeries and operations, but the number of patients is increasing all the time because the sin is more and more prevailing. Our church members, you know that whether you are living by the word of God, whether you are not committing works of the flesh, sins leading to death, and if you are living by the word of God, whether young or students or little children or old people, that you don't get a disease. You don't get a cancer. You know it yourself. If you do not commit the sins that God hates so much, such diseases do not come upon you. Because you live by the word of God, God protects you from those things. You cannot get such diseases. As they go into spirit and whole spirit, they receive the blessing to subdue and rule over physical things. God the Father is telling you to cast off flesh and come into spirit because He wants to give you such blessings. Dear devotees, for those who look up to God alone, secondly, New Jerusalem will be guaranteed. For those who look up to God alone, first of all, what is the first aspect? They receive blessings in body and spirit. So, is there anybody who doesn't want to receive any blessing? Everybody wants to receive blessing, and you will receive blessings in body and spirit if you look up to God alone. Secondly, New Jerusalem will be guaranteed. Would you like to go to New Jerusalem, all of you? You quickly want to hear of those people who went to heaven, especially in New Jerusalem. Paradise, First Kingdom, Second Kingdom, Third Kingdom. And you'd like to, I believe you'd like to hear about all this, especially about New Jerusalem, so you can have a clearer sense of motivation and goal. Of course, I know all those things, but when I hear those things for a short time, I'm happy, so happy, just to hear about heavenly kingdom. And those who are telling it too, they are so happy. I'm happy hearing it. They're happy telling it. The Apostle Paul saw just the paradise. He was kind of enraptured, and he dedicated his whole life. And he suffered all kinds of sufferings, but he was beaten so many times. He was imprisoned, and he went through a shipwreck, and he was still thankful and joyful. And even when he became a martyr, he was in a beautiful form, just by seeing the paradise. But if he had seen second, third kingdom of heaven, he must have been much happier. New Jerusalem will be guaranteed. As it is said, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Their hope for things above will be realized for them. Your goal is not just the heavenly kingdom, but the most glorious heavenly dwelling place, New Jerusalem. You have learned the ways to enter there in detail, and you are in the best environment to practice what you learned in your life of faith. In the church, nobody is persecuting you for anything. Even though some outsiders, they might criticize us, you don't have to hear anything. In case of celebrities, you know, they don't have to read all these comments on the internet, because there is criticism on them on the internet. So they can just stop watching, or stop reading what is on the internet. And why do they have to read everything on the internet? And why do they have to suffer? When there was broadcasting incident, I never watched any of those programs. I never watched any. I never read any of those writings. You know, they were written and made by all those evil people who were trying to make more money. You know, even that broadcasting was also to make more money, to draw attention of the country. So they don't have to just watch. They don't have to read, or they don't have to watch. So they wouldn't get any stress or anything. But in case of celebrities, they read all these things diligently and they suffer. And they get depression. And in serious cases, they commit suicide. For example, maybe one of the church members, oh, you're on the news. Suppose somebody's telling you, you're on the news. They're saying this and that bad things. And it is on the newspaper. Or they say it'll be, and you will try to, oh, what newspaper, what TV? And you will watch those things. You'll read those things. You don't have to read them. You don't have to read, or you don't have to pay attention to any of those things. It is what the evil people are doing. So you are in the best environment to practice what you learned in your life of faith. There are many people of faith who guide you. And also you have Mrs. Lee who is leading you to pray every night. And in summer, hot summer days, you have cool air conditioning. In cold winter, you have enough heating. And we have orchestra and choir and so many performing teams. And in every worship service, every time, they make such a beautiful performances. So you are in the best environment to lead a life in faith. And in almost every place you can take the church bus. Maybe we have a little short of a parking space, and the sanctuary itself is a little smaller. But in most, for the most part, everything you have the best condition. In an allegory, if you go to a good school and have good teachers in your effort to get into Seoul National University, your chance of being accepted will increase. Some high schools of the same size send more than 100 students to Seoul National University, while other high schools send only a couple. Such schools send so many more students to other prestigious universities too. Of course, the effort of the students themselves is the most important thing. But the environment is also important so that their efforts yield the best results. There was news, something was in the news. There was a certain high school that sent so much ratio of students to Seoul National University. It was a lot more than other famous schools in Gangnam area. Reason being, they were telling us about the reason. They have good environment, good teachers, and all those things. Good environment to study, and the teachers are trying their best. If there is nobody who can give them any hope to get into good colleges, nor a guide who can teach them the ways to do so, it would be difficult for the student alone to get good results. It's similar in a spiritual sense. Numerous people have received salvation since the creation, but only a few can go into New Jerusalem. In the Old Testament, there were a couple who were refined by God. And at the time of the Lord, the disciples were with the Lord. And since then, for the last 2,000 years, there's practically none. Maybe there are some famous people in the church history, but they were not really sanctified. They were far away from the Holy Spirit. So it is... there was practically nobody. But today, many of you are getting the qualification to enter into New Jerusalem. Although the world is so full of sins, it means you are such blessed people. You should know. Those who are in spirit, they will certainly go into Holy Spirit. And those who are on the rock of faith, they will certainly go into spirit and Holy Spirit. And there are many who have gone first. So you will follow them. You will hear their teaching. You listen to their teaching and you will follow after their example. So you can also... so there will be so many more. There was a theological professor who was saying, because there are many men of spirit in the theological college, he admires those people of spirit. They are blameless, they are meek, they are gentle. There are so many things to learn from them. There's nothing to point out from them. If you haven't had not heard the holiness gospel or known this church, most of you would not have been able to have the hope you have for New Jerusalem. Many of you would have gone the way of death, thinking that you could be saved just by calling Lord, Lord, although you lived in darkness. Because there are many men of spirit now. Now they know about what the salvation is, what the punishment is. They don't have to they know where they can go. I don't talk with the church members. I don't have any fellowship with them. But when they die, I almost certainly know where they went, which kingdom of heaven, whether first, second, or third kingdom of heaven or paradise. As far as I remember, there was nobody about whom I got it wrong. Even though I don't have any fellowship with them, even though I don't know their face very well. And wouldn't you know about yourself? Oh, you ask, oh, I don't have the measure yet. Because it means you don't know the Word of God. You don't know where you are at. You have to know about yourself. You have to know at around, even though you cannot be exact, maybe you should know you're in between 40, if you're at the 50th percentile of the third level, you should know whether you're between 45th or 55th percentile of the third level of faith. You're not able to check your own faith. But you know the glory of New Jerusalem, and there are so many friends who are going the same way with you. Dear devotees, since in this end time when darkness is very thick, even if you have believed in the Lord and have received the Holy Spirit, your salvation is not secure unless you are spiritually awake. The cultures of the world are being flooded with obscene and filthy things. And what you can see and hear is full of the things that pollute your spirit. As a shepherd who is guiding the flock in this kind of world, I promised you that I will lead you to New Jerusalem even if it must be by putting a hook on your nose. So when I make a promise, I will keep it. But the problem is, if you do not follow, it is of no use. If you just struggle so much not to be guided, if you just pull back and if you stay in the world, if you compromise with the world, I cannot help it. It doesn't mean I can just put a hook on your nose and just pull you. You still have to obey. Without obedience, how can I lead you to... Will you ask me? You said that you will lead me to New Jerusalem. But why am I only in paradise? Why you didn't obey at all? And to keep my promise, I'm urging you again and again to enter into the narrow gate. In case of man, if you drink, your worldly friends, they drink and smoke, and if so you're an elder and you cannot drink or smoke, and you cannot hang out with your colleagues or... But it is such a blessing not to smoke. You will be honored. You will be valued highly if you do not smoke. Even the family members, they say, because of you, Dad, we are getting cancers. Please go out and smoke. Oh, it smells bad, and because of your smoking, the whole family is getting a disease. And why would you have to keep on smoking, being not being respected at all.
Oh,
Father, you're smoking and I respect you, I honor you. How cool is that? But you're being persecuted by your own family members. In the airplanes, you cannot smoke. In the trains, in companies, in any building, you can't smoke. And even though you're persecuted so much, God is telling you to quit. And you still don't quit. And what is the fun of life? Being persecuted by so many people. But in the Lord, by the help of God, you can just quit very quickly. And you can recover your health. And you will receive the grace and strength and happiness and joy from above. And that is, then your life will be happy. But I'm trying to let you taste the taste of the beautiful life. But you don't believe and you don't obey. Eventually you get a disease. You get sick. Many people get sick. And only after getting sick, you ask me to pray. And some other people, they are honest. I haven't quit smoking yet. It is better that to be honest, but you don't even quit smoking and you still ask me to pray. You should have quit smoking and repented and asked me to pray so that God can be pleased and heal your disease. I'm asking you diligently to gather every day, not to cease to pray, to learn the word of God. And not to cease to pray and kneel down to pray. The Father is telling us to pray on our knees. And that's what I've been saying so many times, so much since the opening of the church. But you forgot about it and you just prayed in a way you wanted, not in the way God wants. So many students, many young people, performing arts teams, they do not pray on their knees. Not to cease to pray, to learn the word of God, not to watch TV, movies, or anything of the world, to cast off all forms of evil, and to purify your body and mind so that you will not have any lust between men and women. If you have lust between men and if you do not have any lust between men and women, you'll be so happy. If you are having adulterous mind and if you are watching each other with lustful eyes, how evil is that? You shouldn't have such bad thoughts, but you should have beautiful and good thoughts when you talk to each other. Furthermore, God is giving us holy praise songs so that we will not have to sing praise songs that are stained by the worldly trends. So how thankful it is. God is giving us even the praise songs, holy praise songs, so that can change our mind, change our heart. They can purify our heart. And how thankful, so thoroughly thankful we are. If you are just singing other gospel songs, you know, these gospel songs, now we will have to sing. To sing, we will have to pay. We'll have to pay the money for the copyright. And we can sing without having to pay any money. We can sing these songs given by God, and these songs are distributed to so many countries. And when the time comes, the spring songs that come from our church will be sung by the whole world in so many countries. I'm so, you know, we are so happy in this church. You know, if you look for happiness, you'll be able to find so many things. This is a generation where we have to be of sober spirit in order to protect ourselves. You have been running towards New Jerusalem, but I believe the goal seemed too far away for you. You might have shed tears in prayer thinking, how can a person like me go in there? Only a few special people can go in. My efforts seem to be in vain. Or some others might have been even more disheartened. But now, you don't have to do that. Not just some special people, but your brothers, sisters, and family members are going into the rock of faith and spirit very quickly. And they do not just stand there, and they are leading other family members, and they're guiding each other, and they are pushing each other, so that everybody can go into spirit. Their family members and relatives into spirit and whole spirit. They don't just go by themselves. There are many helpers, so it becomes more easier, increasingly more easier. Spirit and whole spirit is no longer some unreachable goal, but it is a clear goal that you must achieve. The rest remains as your own effort. You have come into a good spiritual school, and you have a good teacher. You have come into the best of the best school, which cannot be compared with any other church, any other school. You're learning in the best of the best school. There's so many theological college seminaries, but there is none who can lead you to New Jerusalem. To Third Kingdom? No. Impossible. Even to the Second Kingdom is very difficult. This is a fact. I'm not exaggerating. Those who have faith, they understand. They will understand. They will agree with me. If you just try to ride on the flow of spirit, you can change at a very high speed. I hope you will quickly cast away the perishing fleshly things, looking up to God alone. Be changed by the truth and light. Then your souls will prosper, and New Jerusalem will be guaranteed for you. Just look out to 1 year, 2 years, 3 years later. Those of you who are leading a life in faith with you in Canaan Mission, in Young Adults Mission, those people who are with you now, they will be in spirit, and they will be going into whole spirit, and you are not even on the rock of faith. And he cut off all the things, and you are smoking and drinking, and you are watching TV, and you are doing the things of the world, and you are not putting off the worldly things, and you are not even in the rock of faith. And those brothers and sisters who are with you, they are now marching into whole spirit. And how sad you'll be. You didn't try, you didn't obey. And you are taking meaningless things. And as a result, how meaningless that kind of life is. And that brother, that sister is going towards New Jerusalem, and you're not even sure whether you can be saved and go to paradise or not. Young people, none of you must be such a person, such a foolish person. After 1, 2, or 3 years, you'll regret everything. And if you do regret, you'll be so far away from them. So it'll be too tough to catch up with them. Those who are not on the rock of faith, they can be on the rock of faith. But after 2 or 3 years, and still if you are not on the rock of faith, and it'll be too difficult for you to catch up with them. So do not be unhappy people that way. Everybody, elders, senior deaconesses, all the Nisha Orchestra, and everybody. Such a time will come. Such unhappy moments will come. So do not be unhappy ones by then. So your souls should prosper so that the New Jerusalem will be guaranteed for you. It is not a place into which you might or might not enter. The Father God and the Lord are telling us that all of you who act with faith can go in there. Dear devotees, those who set their minds on God alone, thirdly, become precious persons. Zephaniah 3:17 says, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy." God loves you and delights with you so much that He will exult over you with
joy.
And if you're so lovely in the sight of God, if He loves you so much, if He exalts over you, you can just become such a son and daughter. You can make yourself as such a lovable, lovely a son and daughter of God. And coming into my main house, if you just meet the conditions, everybody can come in. It's not that only some special people can come in. Mary Magdalene was very weak with illnesses, and she lived a difficult life before she met the Lord. Nobody really cherished her. It seemed she had no value in her life. Such a despised woman became such an honorable person after meeting Jesus. Matthew was a tax collector who was hated and despised by his own people. But when he offered his life to Jesus, he became one of the most precious 12 apostles. Peter was just an uneducated fisherman, but he became the foremost of the 12 and a powerful apostle after meeting Jesus. I believe you too sometimes could not feel the value that you have. It may have been that nobody really cared for you, or it might have seemed that you were inferior to many others. Some of you had to give up your dreams because of the poor financial situations of your family. You might have envied your friends who were born into rich families and are loved by their parents, enjoying many privileges in their environment of wealth. Your feelings might have been hurt when you suffered verbal abuse from your bosses, clients, or customers. You might feel you are nothing because you do not have enough money, your appearance does not seem good enough to you, or you lack knowledge or a good background. But even though you might have lived such a lowly life in the world, the value of your life will be completely different if you meet the Lord. You will become children of the Lord God Almighty. Who created the heavens and the earth. For this reason, it means you will become princes and princesses. For this reason, for those of you who are saved, guardian angels are assigned to you to protect you 24 hours a day. These guardian angels are watching you 24 hours a day. They can protect you in so much detail. If somebody is hiding and they're shooting a needle with a poisonous needle, even the bodyguards cannot keep you from these things. But the guardian angels, they can keep you from even these things. But of course, there is a rule of justice applied to this world. But guardian angels are watching you all the time. But of course, if you get into accident, it's because you violated the truth, violated the justice, so that the guardian angels cannot protect you. Otherwise, they do protect you all the time. If you look up to God alone, they protect you so thoroughly that no darkness can come near you. How amazing is this fact just by itself? Also, wherever you go and whatever you do, God the Father is paying attention to you. When Koreans express the love of parents for their children, it is said that it would not hurt even if you stuck your children in your eyes. When babies smile, making eye contact with the parents are so happy as if they gained the whole world. If the babies say mom and dad for the first time, the parents leap with joy and exclamations. This is how the Father God feels about us. God deemed each of you so precious that He gave the life of His only begotten Son. He is so earnestly waiting for you to come forth as Spirit and Holy Spirit, waiting 1,000 years like a day. When His children do not realize His love and commit sins dwelling in darkness, He suffers great pains. It's not just the Father who is suffering. You might think I'm far away in the mountains, and you might think I don't know you, but I know enough about you. Even though I don't know physically, my spirit knows. So I sometimes, when you are suffering, when you have afflictions, my spirit visits you, teaches you, advises you, or rebukes you, or prays for you. Many things. And many of you. You've never come to me. But if that is the case, you can just look back on yourself. Probably you don't love me at all. You try to follow, you don't follow me at all. If you think about it, how many times have you thought of this in your shepherd a day? You might think God will not grieve when such a lowly person like you commits sins. But in fact, the Lord God Almighty, who created the heavens and earth, suffers pain in heart because of such a lowly person like you. On the contrary, if you please Him just a little bit by trying to practice the truth, He will try all His best to express greater love for you. The Father God cherishes the aroma of your heart that you offer up with your love for Him. God treasures each of your professions of love and each teardrop that you shed, longing for the Spirit, and He pays back everything to you in heavenly kingdom. And said, I love those who love me. If you just set your mind on God alone in your lives, God will cherish you and treasure you and make you precious. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters, dear devotees and other members, Jesus gave us the parable of the rich man and the poor man Lazarus to teach us to look up to only the things above. The rich man did not know God, and he was merrymaking every day. He wore silk clothes and ate delicious foods. The poor man Lazarus ate the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. He had sores, and dogs came to him and licked them. But after these two men died, the situation turned around completely. The rich man. He was partying every day, eating delicious foods. He did whatever he wanted to do. And you suppose you know about both of them. This rich man doesn't know God, but he is enjoying himself. If you envy him, it means you are only in the first level of faith. If you do have faith, you will not envy such a person. You will rather envy the poor man Lazarus. He was a poor man, but he knew God. In my case, to be honest, I don't envy anybody who is rich or wealthy or famous. I don't envy them at all. Not just a little bit. Because everything is meaningless. Valueless. Unless you love God, unless they know God, they believe in God, even though you have fame and wealth and so many things in this world, it is so meaningless, and there's no reason to envy those people. So even in the past, if there is any good house or fancy house, I never envied anybody. I never envied any of those people who had such good things. I never wanted to have any of those things. If I wanted to have those things, maybe I can have some gold ring or some fancy rings or some fancy watch or anything. If somebody buys for me, I just wear it. And if nobody buys anything, I just don't put on anything. I don't envy or look for those things. If I do envy something, it's not really envy, but it is really I honor and respect those people who are going towards the whole spirit, those whose measure of faith is increasing. And I honor them, cherish them, I love them. But if any worldly people, they have any fame or wealth or power, some people, they have a lot of things. But they are not believers. And in that case, I don't envy those people at all. But those measures of faith, those people whose measures of faith are increasing, that's the kind of people I respect and honor and love. So after these two men died, the situation turned around completely. Lazarus lived a wretched life on this earth, but he went to the bosom of Abraham, enjoying peace and happiness, for he had revered God. On the other hand, the rich man who did not believe in God had to suffer in the flames in the lower grave. He now had to beg just for a drop of water to cool his tongue through Lazarus, whom he had known in this life. The rich man enjoyed great splendor on this earth, while Lazarus lived a lowly and miserable life. Yet who is the one who is really blessed here? The truly blessed and precious one is the one who is precious in eternal kingdom of heaven. So honestly, who is more blessed between these two? Lazarus? The rich man? You say that. But in fact, you envy the rich people. You consider poor people lowly. In fact, the rich man, he doesn't love God. And the poor man, even though he is a poor man, he respects God. Suppose you know that. But soon, I know that many of you will look up to the rich man first. But you will not consider that rich man valuable at all. And you will rather think you will have pity on him. That is a person who really has faith. If you have to choose between the two, what will you choose? Of course, you will have to choose the poor man's case to know God and to go to kingdom of heaven. And how will you? How am I supposed to? Did Lazarus go to a good kingdom of heaven, good dwelling place, third kingdom? Probably paradise. Why? He didn't do anything. He was sick and he had sores. It's not something to boast of. But he lived a good life. He loved God and he revered God and he was saved. So maybe he went to paradise or first kingdom of heaven. He couldn't go into good dwelling place. You have to understand the Bible accurately. In case of Peter, diseases were healed just by touching the shadow of Peter. Did it or not? The demons left. Did it or not? Did it or did it not? Where in the Bible does it say that? I haven't seen, found any such a word. Where in the Bible? Just by touching the shadow of Peter, diseases left and the evil spirits left? Does it say in the Bible or not? Has any of you? But I've never read such a saying in the Bible. Hoping that his shadow might touch them. It never says the diseases were actually healed by touching the shadow. So I added in my prayer, as the people wanted to touch the shadow of Peter, so I said, I prayed, I added to that, Father, let the diseases be healed just by touching my shadow. But do not preach anything that is not in the Bible. That is, do not add anything to what is in the Bible. But I can pray. I can still pray for something greater. I don't know. In some other place, it says Peter's shadow. But it does say by carrying the handkerchief, disease is left. But I've never seen any part of the Bible that says just by touching the shadow, the diseases left. Diseases were healed. And somebody was praying, I think, just like diseases were healed just by touching the shadow of Peter. I think I heard it in a representative prayer once. But those who really revere God will not live a wretched life even on this earth. To the extent that you cast off sins and evil and your soul prospers, you will prosper in all things and be in good health. It will be done. As the Word of God says, you will not live a wretched life. You will not live a poor life. You will be rich. If you are already too old, if you do not have any energy, if you cannot move, and if you accept the Lord only at that time, and then it'll be maybe a little too late if your body is already too weak. But if you're young enough and healthy enough, if you love the Lord, obviously you will receive the blessing of wealth, and you'll receive the blessing of health too. You will become precious persons for God, and you will enjoy the glory of New Jerusalem forever. Dear young adults, dear Canaan Mission, dear Light and Salt Mission, and dear students, what would you like to receive? I urge you not to set your mind on things of this earth, but things above. How meaningless the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and boastful pride of life are. When a person dies, the corpse decomposes very quickly. Even though you are very good looking and are adorned with precious jewels, once your spirit leaves your body, soon the decayed liquid will come out and you'll go back to a handful of dust. And this is body, and you are living. For this body, they will perish and only give out foul smell. You are living for this kind of thing. You must be living for spirit. And those who are living for body, they like only what is seen in their eyes. They take these physical, fleshly things, which are meaningless, which are valueless, which are perishing. Fame, wealth, and honor, everything will perish. But if you take spirit, they will never perish. As your soul prospers more and more, you will eventually take hold of New Jerusalem too. You will receive the blessing of wealth and health and everything. One might have lingering attachments to this earth and take fleshly things, but all of them are so meaningless and perishing. I hope you will invest your youth, fervor, and ability in only the things that God wants and pleases. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will become precious God's children who completely receive all the spiritual and material blessings that God has prepared for you. Dear Canaan Mission members, I love you. Dear Young Adult Mission members, I love you. Dear Light and Salt Mission members, I love you. All dear students, I love you. And I love you all. The hope for New Jerusalem, and surely we have to go. Let us go together. Knowing everything, how can I just go by myself or just with a couple of people? Because I know more clearly than anybody else. I know about heavenly kingdom and hell. And how can I just go by myself, or how can I just leave so many church members behind me? So please do not say, I'm doing too much. I have to preach all the time. The man of God in the Bible, they always preached. John the Baptist always preached about the repentance. And the Lord too always preached the repentance. The man of God, they always told the people to cast away idols and to love God alone and revere God alone. And especially today, it is so full of sin, so it is not easy to receive salvation. So there must be more and more people who preach and proclaim. Even in your parish, the parish pastor, they have to preach again and again. The guidance pastors, they have to preach, proclaim. Without proclaiming, they will soon be stained by sins. They will soon be deceived and tempted. You have to keep on preaching again and again so that they will cut off the worldly things. And as they, after they commit to spirit, you don't have to preach anymore. They will, until the rock of faith, you have to keep on preaching, and you cannot be at ease even after they are on the rock of faith. I have to keep on preaching until you come into spirit. That is what we have to do as mommy members at the end time. And this proclamation and this preaching will have to go out to the whole world. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Father God, thank you. Let this message become faith and life. Let them not take meaningless things, but only what is meaningful, only the things above. Father God, let us look up to God alone. Let us receive spiritual and physical blessings, material blessings. Let us have hope for New Jerusalem, and let us become precious ones. Let us become a beautiful sons and daughters of God. Father, thank you. There are people who do not obey, who do not cut off the worldly things, who do not cast away greed. If they do that, it is not acceptable. And Father, let the young people come to awakening. Let the Canaan Mission members wake up. Let the Young Adults Mission members wake up. Let the students and Light and Salt Mission members, let them all be awakened. Let all the young people in all branch churches be awakened. Father God, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. Father, from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Father, show your works transcending space and time. Im Ewa in United States, pain in the spine, spinal pain and diabetes go away. Im Ejin, after effects of a gunshot wound, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. 정 김의 diabetes go away. 장 규 인 let him recover eyesight and diabetes go away. Neighboring country, Da Mamin Church, let them get the permission from the government. Sim Mamin Church, let the church and the members be protected safely. Jang Yen Jun, ringing in the ear, allergic skin, allergic dermatitis, itchiness, back pain, hiccups, loss of hair, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Wang Su Chin, constipation, and swelling in the hands and feet, go away. Li Guo Ying, pain in the neck and back, go away. Chen Sun Bo, let her recover good health. Ban Shi Wei, athlete's foot, go away. Liu Shu Ying, let her recover eyesight. Li Ruan Min, and Li Zhen, lymphatic increase of lymph, Li Shori, piles, and body odor, and let her daughter, Wo Yu Wei, let the scar of burn go away, Liu Onen, gastritis go away, Li Wen Su Hua, peeling off of the skin go away, Zhao Ai Long, concussion be healed. Wang Shu E, athlete's foot, let it recover the eyesight. Let it win the court trial. Zhang Jun, let him receive the money, the loan back quickly. Zhang Bing, let him pass the exam for the national firm. Kim Suno, Kim Chun, Tek Yi Han, let their companies be protected and let there be blessings of God. Lang Yang Chuen Wei, let him get the Korean visa. Wong Chu Wan was to buy his vehicle. And Father, lay your hands and bless all those In Victory subscribers and TV and Russia viewers. Bless them. Father, let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, let all the internal organs be healthy, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All skin diseases go away, be cleansed. For the high and low blood pressure, diabetes, be cleansed. All cancers, third and last stage cancers, lung disease, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Go away. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Father, bless them. And next week and week after that and week after that, protect them with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit and heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect them. Father God, thank you. All the enemy, devil, and Satan, darkness, go away. The rulers of the power of the air, go away. All the deceiving spirits, cunning spirits, go away. Go away from all business fields of the church members. Go away from all branch churches. All families of overseas mommy members, go away from all of them. Light come. Father God, protect them with heavenly host and angels and fire host, walls of the Holy Spirit, and with your blazing eyes. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.